This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Fun fragments of wooden overcoats. Antigone struggles to let go in Autumn Cleaning by Gabrielle Watts.
No, no, no. Don't need that. They definitely don't need that.
Georgia!
For God's sake, Antigone, you gave me a heart attack. Wait, why were you screaming?
Because you were screaming. It's frightening. Don't do it again or you're sacked.
You're the one bursting through the trap door.
Well, you're the one in the attic, scuttling about and making a racket. I can hear it all the way from the mortuary.
Sorry about that. There isn't a lot of space to move up here.
You shouldn't be up here at all. How many times have we told you that the attic is off limits?
Yeah, I know that.
So why are you breaking the rules?
To be honest, I thought you were hiding something I wasn't meant to find. Like a body.
That's literally the one thing you'd expect to find in a funeral home, Georgie.
Which makes it the perfect place to hide one. I'm on to you.
No, you're not. Now stop messing around and tell me what you're really doing up here.
Okay. So when I couldn't find the hidden body...
There's no hidden body.
I decided I ought to do a spring clean.
In October.
All right. It's an autumn clean. Stop splitting hairs.
I'll split hairs if I want to. It's my attic and you've no right to be up here.
Antigone, look at this place. You two have enough crap in here to sink a battleship. You should have a clear out.
And what if we don't want to clear out?
Well, can you think of a reason to keep a collection of regional boggle variants?
No.
Or a barrel of monkey with no monkeys?
No.
How about the Antiques Roadshow on Betamax?
No!
Right then, hand me a bin bag and let's get cleaning.
Now stop right there! These things may be worthless, but they're too valuable to throw away.
If it's broken, it's chucked, and if it isn't, it's going to the Reverend. He can donate them to worthy causes. Though where he's going to put Frank and Teddy, I don't want to know.
Dr. Bear is a family heirloom. You can't give him away.
Antigone, it's possessed.
You're my best friend.
What's wrong with that?
Let's bury the dead.
I'll rest my case.
He was very supportive in my early years.
Okay, you can keep the mouldy old bear, but we have to get rid of something.
All right, but I'm going to supervise.
Will you actually let me get rid of anything, like an old Ouija board?
No.
You don't believe in ghosts.
But what if they believe in me?
Okay then. What about these old jam jars? Oh, they've got something inside them. Oh my God, these are animals.
And beautifully embalmed, don't you think? Considering they're my first. Our father wouldn't let me practice on people, so I had to work on whatever I could find.
A rat, a sparrow, two pigeons...
And an earthworm. He was challenging.
And this is... It's a cat, isn't it?
Oh! That's Sylvester. He had a very dignified funeral.
And then you... Just...
Stuffed him, yes. Oh, he's still soft. Go on, you stroke him.
No. I guess we're not getting rid of him.
You can't ask someone to throw away their cat.
Okay. These should be easy, though. Three notebooks, only half full.
I think you'll find they're still half empty. Now put them down.
Hang on, these are diaries. From way back.
I was at school, and they're not diaries, they're scientific logs.
November 5th. Jamie spoke to me today. I ignored him. What are those above the eyes?
They're hearts, obviously.
They don't look like hearts.
They're not cartoons. They're anatomically correct.
And you'll be keeping these?
Of course I will. If you're so keen to get rid of something, then take the accordion.
You played an accordion?
No, it's Rudyard's. He went through a musical phase at school. Kept going on about bands.
Oh, he wanted to be in a band?
No, he wanted to be a band, like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. Except Rudyard thought he could do it better.
He's not bad on a mandolin.
He's terrible on everything else, so throw it away. And while you're at it, you can have his chess set, pirate ship, dinosaur and Thunderbird 3. And take this football too, it's never been used.
Antigone, we can't just take all of Rudyard's stuff. We need to throw out half the junk in here just to cross from one side to the other without killing ourselves.
Well, half the stuff is his, so throw it out and you've achieved your goal.
That's not fair. You've got to make concessions.
I don't see why. He doesn't come up here, he'd never notice.
You never come up here either.
Well, I have now, and you're not getting rid of my things. And I can prove to you that Rudyard's clutter is worse than mine.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Go on then, prove it.
Oh, God, what is it?
Suet pudding. He made it for Mother 24 years ago. She didn't want it, but he refused to throw it out, just in case she changed her mind.
Okay, point taken. Pass me the accordion.
Antigone! Georgie! Where are you?
We're upstairs!
Shh! Georgie! He won't find us if we keep quiet.
If the Reverend calls, I don't live here anymore, and it wasn't my fault anyway. Antigone!
We'll wait till it's dark and dispose of his things.
You mean we're not going to tell him?
Of course we aren't. He'd only try and keep it all. What does he know about autumn cleaning? What's that?
Cluedo. Want to play?
Yes, why not?
Autumn Cleaning was written by Gabrielle Watts and was performed by Beth Eyre as Antigone, Kira Baxendale as Georgie, and Felix Trench as Rudyard, with additional voices by Tom Crowley. The script was edited by David K. Barnes and the production manager was Elizabeth Campbell. Music composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House Studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.